Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very welcome back. Now, it's summer and we can all start to feel a sense of freedom as schools wrap up and our routines change. But it can cause a little bit of chaos at home, especially if you're living with a lot of clutter and stuff. Vera Keehan is a professional organiser. She's in our Cork studio and she's going to help us wade through the mess and help us streamline our homes. Good afternoon, Vera.
Hi, Dermal. How are you doing? Thanks so much for inviting me to your show.
Listen, the process of decluttering, where is the actual best place to start? Because the prospect can be so overwhelming.
It can be. Well, my business is called Enjoy Your Home. And the reason I called it that is because that is my wish for every person. It doesn't matter whether it's a castle or a caravan, that they can enjoy their home surrounded by them. Possessions and the people that they love. So I work on a one-to-one basis with people throughout the Munster region to help them to regain order in their home and set systems in place so that it can stay in order. Not constantly. I love people to live in the home, use the home, entertain in the home, but that order can be restored maybe within 30 minutes.
Within 30 minutes. That's that sounds very, very ambitious. At this time of the year, Vera, a lot of us are going to be spending, we hope, a lot more time outdoors. But, you know, that in itself can be sort of tricky because throughout the course of the year, you might actually be hoarding stuff in your outdoor areas.
That's right. Oftentimes when I'm working with clients and they want to clear a kitchen or utility, I will ask, do you have a garden shed? Do you have a garage? And where do you store things? Because oftentimes these areas are actually great storage spaces, but they're chock-a-block with useless items. So I would say
Lots of stuff earlier
in the year, do a big cull of your possessions in the garage and make room for the summer stuff, for the bikes and for the inflatables and everything else that the kids and yourselves will be using, the deck chairs. Make room for them in your garage. So the work that I do is about seasons of the year and people take a different shift each season that comes. But it's also about the seasons in your life, like where you are in life. Are you retiring? Are you moving house? Are you welcoming a new baby? Are you downsizing? So I prepare people for whatever season we're coming into in their life, as well as whatever season they're coming into, spring, summer, autumn, winter.
Well, before we get on to life seasons, let's stick to the actual seasons, because when you're in those outdoor spaces, if you haven't already been using them as loads of storage, there's lots of individual things that sort of need a little bit of help. Like, I mean, your barbecue can need a little bit of love after a period of neglect.
Absolutely. Whenever we put the barbecue away, whenever August, September, we never think it's going to be the last time. And oftentimes it's just put to the shed and then you open it maybe, you know, to entertain or have a party. And next thing you discover, it's in poor shape. So that's a big job and it's a job that needs to be tackled. So that would be a great job to do, to have it organised. And then if you did have guests or if you wanted to do a spontaneous barbecue, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and not everybody obviously has an outdoor space, perhaps even not an outdoor space of their own to enjoy. But you want people to think about their front door. Talk to me about that.
Yes, oftentimes when I'm giving talks, people say, have you any takeaways? Have you anything that we could do, a simple project that will make us feel better? And I'm a big believer in happy hits around your house because it actually lifts your spirit. So I would often say, do your front door. Go home, have a good look at it. Is it clean? Does it need a wash? Does it need a lick of paint? Put two new planters outside with summer bedding. Maybe change the mat. You're not doing it for guests. You're not doing it for anybody else, just yourself, because you pull up there every day.
So it's how you greet yourself.
It's how you greet yourself. Yeah.
When you get home. If it's a bit too much, like, I mean, do you advocate kind of hiring someone local to help you, especially those big outdoor jobs that might require a little bit more muscle?
Well, yes, because most of the people that I'm working with are busy professionals. Both parties are out working all of the time. There's very little time to give to power washing the drive or cleaning the window. So, yes, I would definitely say ask for help. Even if it's laundering your sheets or whatever, take them to the laundromat, get them back ironed every so often just to give yourself a break, because people get completely overwhelmed by the amount of jobs and tasks they have to do. And it's a never ending pile of things, and sometimes what we most need to do, we least want to do.
So tackle your green frog, tackle the thing you don't want to do.
Yeah.
First of all, it does raise an interesting question, though. Maybe perhaps the reason why people so feel so overwhelmed, whether it's moving house or just downsizing, all of those things you've mentioned, is where do you actually begin? It's like picking a small thread and then the whole thing falls around you. Do you go room by room, or are there better systems for especially those bigger moves?
Well, for the bigger moves, I trained with Marie Kondo in New York, and she believes in working by category. So I work with categories as well. And the good thing about the categories is, say it's just your jackets and coats that you're dealing with, and you're going to put all them in a pile. Only when you take them from the back of the door, under the stairs, wherever they are together, and you see the amount, will you know what you have. So I would put like with like, and then you can decide, OK, I haven't worn that in a long time. That actually doesn't fit. The zip is broken in that, and go from there. The categories work a treat, because you can just really, you know, give yourself a time frame. You can say, OK, I have 30 minutes. I'm going to do the delf in the kitchen. I'm going to do the pots, rather than taking everything out and becoming completely overwhelmed.
So you break it down sort of into small, more manageable pieces. You know, some people have a natural affinity for this. The, you know, cleaning is their thing and decluttering is their thing. And for other people, it can be, I suppose, all joking aside, it can be very, very stressful, especially if it's, you know, removing or moving items that have an emotional value or anything like that. So do you have any advice for how to take it on, I guess?
You need, first of all, to decide, does it bother you? Some people, it doesn't actually bother them at all. And they're quite happy living like that. And they just go from day to day. And they're like, this is my home and I'm delighted with it. And you can come and take me as I am. So that's fine. But for people that it's actually impinging on their life, if they are stressed at home, if the relationships at home maybe have fallen apart, if everyone is unhappy, if you're embarrassed by your home, then it's really nice to do something about it, because we don't realise the weight of what we're carrying.
And sometimes you don't realise that you may actually have a problem with hoarding or, you know, storing things too much, and people in different homes can have different approaches it. But what are the signs that you have a problem that does need to be sorted?
I think when it begins to impact your life, maybe you're constantly running late, you can't find what you're looking for, or you're overbuying. Oftentimes in houses, I might find 6 or 8 packets of rice or 10 things of washing powder, but that person mightn't have even known they had that, but they continue to buy. And that really just compounds the problem. So if you take stock of what you have, then you'll buy less. And fewer possessions means less to clean, less to organise, less to store, and just less mess in general.
A lot of people will be heading off on holidays, and often it's when we come home and see the state of our home with sort of fresher eyes that it might sort of prompt us to go and sort things out. Is it a good time this summer to reassess where you're living with fresh eyes?
Yeah, you could tackle a small area, even if it's just your bedroom when you come back from your holidays, because no matter where we go, we always have to come home. And it is nice to be met with some form of organisation and, you know, a functional home. So I would encourage, like, at this stage, you're not going to get your whole house done. Do something small, even if it's just your wardrobe. Take stock of your summer wardrobe. Anything you're not wearing, just remove. And if you need new items, get them. And then just, you know, have as little as possible, because it's just so much easier in the long run.
I'm suspecting, I bet you're one of these people now who unpacks the suitcase straight away when you get back. I'm just assuming that. But listen, not everybody at the same time wants to spend the whole summer cleaning and tidying. More broadly and more generally, and just in terms of the basics, even after a decluttering, how do you keep on top of that, you know, just even as a matter of routine?
I think quick resets, maybe even on a daily basis, just to change your way, wipe down the surfaces, and, you know, just make sure that things are ready for the morning, and it just sets a great routine. You know, I would never go to bed and leave dishes in the sink. It bothers some people, and others it doesn't. But I think small little 10-minute tasks, just do them. Don't put it down, put it away. Don't say, I'll do that tomorrow. If you can do it today, just do it, because tomorrow, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. It might be, you know, more busy than today.
And you touched on something there, you know, earlier, you know, just about, you know, is it actually about mindful consumption? Because sometimes we do buy too much, and we have just lots and lots of stuff that in hindsight, really, and especially someone like you comes to your house, you don't really need.
I know. We are living in a consumer-driven society, and we're bombarded on a daily basis by about 4,000 ads, and it's never been easier to buy. With one press of a button on your phone, it's at your door the next day, and you didn't even have to leave your house.
Including storage boxes.
Including storage boxes. And lots of times I'm in people's homes and there's boxes arriving, but they're kind of trying to hide them from me. But they actually will admit, they're like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what I've ordered, because they've forgotten, because they've ordered so many things. So we do need to be a little bit more mindful about what we're consuming, and there's a lot of money wasted on it as well, and it's not good for the environment, it's not good for the purse, and more often than not, we don't need it. So I would say pause before you pay. If you really think you want something, wait 24 hours and see, you know, do you really genuinely want it?
The old delay, don't yeah. deny. Lots and lots of tips. And I think we probably have to be patient with ourselves too, because it can be a little bit stressful. But for now, Vera Cuchan, professional organiser, thank you so much. And you can find more about Vera's work on enjoyyourhome.ie.